Interesting performance from first half to second half. Dominant team first half, lots of balls in the box, asking questions of the opposition. Weren't ruthless enough to take some opportunities that came our way. And then second half, we stopped doing the basics right of what we'd done first half. And then gifted them the opening goal, which is at any level you can't allow a centre forward who's one of the best around at this level to, with a free header.
Do you fear for the team at the moment? Because we just can't find a way to win games.
Well, it's difficult psychologically, of course it is, but you've also got to they've got to have mental strength. They've got to be able to play for the desire. They're playing for the futures, a lot of these players, because if we don't go up, then there'll be a turnaround of players, and if you do go up, there will be as well. So they've got to start understanding the game more, do the basics. Second half, we didn't do what we did first half. We didn't work the opposition. We didn't put enough balls in the box. And you have to be better to win games, and that's down to the players and desire and the quality that we're probably lacking at this moment in time.
I know it's an excuse, but their number nine wins the game for us. It's quite clear we are missing our number nine at the
moment. Of course, that top end of the pitch is where it really matters, but other players have got to come into the team and contribute. And I'm not just talking about strikers, I'm talking about people who are from midfield getting forward, service from wide areas, etc. So everybody's got to come to the party when they're given the shirt, but not enough players in that second half produce performances to get us something out of the game.
Disappointment, obviously, in the dressing room. What's the feeling down there? Shouting and bawling, I guess, but just disappointment all round.
Well, I've let my feelings know that the second half isn't acceptable, because there's no real fight and no playing from the shape of the team that we'd done so well first half. And we have to have better standards. You have to demand more from themselves, demand more from each other on that pitch. And that's a big thing. Who's going to be the one that sort of in the morning that can wake up and say, you know something, I played well last night. People will be talking about me. Yeah, some might talk about some of the lads who played first half did all right, but second half there wasn't one of our players that did enough to justify getting anything out of the game.